WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live, we are local, and it all starts with WTNS News.
Now, that team can hold more public forums to gather more community input. A large part of the community's input, Heyer says, will revolve around what to do with some of the district's non-classroom facilities.
Auditoriums, natatoriums are not part of the OFCC's plan. They don't help co-fund any of those things, and we have these resources in our community.
Discussion about such changes within the district dates back to 2009. The district at that time participated with the OFCC in the Classroom Facility Assistance Program with a segmented project, segment one of which was the building of the new elementary school to house grades pre-K through 6, which also provided allowance to abate or demolish Central, Lincoln, and South Lawn. One accident, one complaint from yesterday's Coshocton County Sheriff's Office report. The accident, Connie Smith of Coshocton was backing out of a parking spot in the 700 block of Pine Street when she struck and parked a parked vehicle. Complaint, a notice of housing farm animals was delivered in the 1600 block of Evergreen Park Drive. West Lafayette Police Department reports these activities at 9:28 a.m. A resident on East Union Avenue reported a theft. That's currently under investigation. At 11:38 a.m., an officer responded to a residential panic alarm on Eastwood Avenue. The alarm was tripped accidentally. At 2:45 p.m., an officer was dispatched to East Russell Avenue to check the welfare of a resident. The resident was at work and okay. At 4:21 p.m., an officer was dispatched to North George Street to check the welfare of a resident. The resident was talked to and everything was okay. At 6:20 p.m., an officer was dispatched to assist sheriff's deputies in Coshocton County EMS with an emotionally disturbed person. Said person was willingly taken for treatment. At 10:17 p.m., a resident on East Main Street reported being harassed on social media. At 11:46 p.m., a resident on Plainfield Road reported an item missing from her home. It's not known whether it was actually stolen or not. After weeks of delays, nearly 800,000 doses of the monkeypox vaccine will soon be available for distribution in the United States. That announcement comes amid growing criticism. Authorities have been too slow in deploying the vaccine, potentially missing the window to contain what could soon become an entrenched infectious disease. Nearly 2 weeks ago, the Food and Drug Administration said it had finished the necessary inspections at Bavarian Nordic's facility in Denmark, where the company fills vials of the vaccine. The FDA said via Twitter yesterday the certification had been finalized. The doses are already in the U.S. There were more than 4,600 reported monkeypox cases in the U.S., including at least 17 here in Ohio. The Ohio State Fair opened at 10 yesterday morning with a ceremony held inside because of rain. It'll run daily through Sunday, August 7th. Governor Mike DeWine says it's good to have the fair back after a two-year hiatus brought about by the pandemic.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Ohio State Fair is back. It is so good to be back. Full fair this year.
Last year, some of the 4-H and livestock competitions took place at the fairgrounds, but the general public was not a part of the fair. The Ohio Attorney General's Office says there were 138 potential victims of human trafficking identified last year, and task forces received more than 600 tips from people suspecting the activity. Law enforcement says you can see signs whenever someone's being sex trafficked. Some of those signs include people who seem to be scared or paranoid and defer to another person before giving any information. There may be signs of violence or branding, including name tattoos. If they're dressed inappropriately for the weather or for their age, that can also be a sign. And if they suddenly have new money with no explanation for where the money's coming from, or work odd hours and are not free to stop working, that is also a tell. A giant Mega Millions lottery jackpot ballooned to $1 billion after no one matched all six numbers and won the top prize. After no winner Tuesday, the estimated jackpot for tomorrow's drawing will be the nation's fourth largest lottery prize. The jackpot has grown so large because there have been 29 consecutive drawings without anyone winning it. The $1 billion prize is for the person who chooses the annuity option, paid annually over 30 years. But most winners opt instead for the cash option, which for the next drawing is an estimated $602 million. Two tickets sold in Ohio on Tuesday weren't the big ones, but they did still make people millionaires. One was in the Cleveland area. That was worth $1 million. The other one was actually in Belmont County, in St. Clairsville, to be exact, worth $3 million. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
Oh, at the reception. A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find. To get my fair share of abuse, singing words gonna vent our frustration. If we don't, we're gonna blow a 50-amp fuse. Sing it to me. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. Will you just my fine? You get what you need. Oh, baby, yeah. Uh-huh. I went down to the Chelsea drugstore to get your prescription filled. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy. A man, did he look pretty ill? We decided that we would have a soda. My favorite flavor, cherry red. I brought my phone to Mr. Jimmy. Yeah, and he said one word to me, and that was dead. I said to him, you can't always get what you want. Just might find. You get what you need. Oh, yeah. Woo!
It's just my fine. Oh, yeah. 14 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning, everyone. It is time for the Talk Show, the Communication Alliance program, and I am Mike Bechtel. Glad to be here with you on this Thursday morning. Yeah, Thursday. It's Thursday already. Just a stone's throw away from the weekend. And the homecoming, West Lafayette homecoming, begins this evening. And back in full force once again this year. Dale Gress Real Estate and Auction Service and Terry Longsworth invite you to the 74th Annual West Lafayette Homecoming Festival. It starts this evening at 5 o'clock when the Eat Stand will open with a limited menu. Eat Stand. Is that something that they just call the Eat Stand in West Lafayette, or is that term used elsewhere? Eat Stand. And also at 5 o'clock, the rides will open. Yes, the rides are back this year. The Queen Contest is at 6 o'clock this evening. And the sales begin for the regular merchandise tickets, 50-50 tickets, and golf ball drop tickets at 6 o'clock this evening. The parade, well, that is tomorrow. It'll line up at 6 o'clock. The parade will begin at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. And those are just a few of the highlights. A lot of other things going on throughout the weekend as well. Dale Gress Real Estate and Auction Service and Terry Longsworth hopes that you'll bring the family to the West Lafayette Homecoming Festival. And so we've got the homecoming to talk about. If you were excited about the homecoming or all the things to do in Coshocton, we had the America in Bloom folks here earlier this week. We can talk about that. We can chat about, I don't know, your summer. How are your summer going? We are at the midpoint of summer, maybe even some would say past the midpoint of summer, when we are starting to see back-to-school sales and back-to-school talk begin, just a few weeks away from school being back in session. So we can talk about your summer. We'll talk about maybe your summer travels. We can talk about getting ready for school. And we have a full slate of high school football. And, the schedule here is a little farther away than a arm's length. But our first game of the season, that'll be at Ridgewood at Coshocton. So we're going to start things off with a bang at Coshocton-McCaddy. Matchup, so a full season of the high school football, and the Buckeyes getting ready for their football season as well, and they are going to open up the season with a bang as well. They are taking on Notre Dame. C.J. Stroud, the returning quarterback for the Buckeyes, is already being mentioned on the short list of Heisman Trophy candidates, and it's always a plus to have a returning quarterback, especially one with the resume that C.J. Stroud has amassed. He had Garrett Wilson last year, Chris Olave, but their third on the depth chart wide receiver, who turned out to have quite a season of his own, Jackson. I just had a mental block. Tough to pronounce last name. But he might even be considered a Heisman candidate as well. So I get him and David Njoku mixed up. So I'll have to look that up. I'm a little embarrassed about that. But a couple of the players. The offense looking good for the Buckeyes. Once again, the offense shouldn't be a problem. The Buckeyes will be putting up lots of points this year. But once again, the defense, some question marks surrounding the defense, despite the Buckeyes' pretty good season last year, at times the defense was a liability. And if the Buckeyes are going to win a national championship, which is the expectation every year, they're going to have to see some improvement in the defense, and their linebackers. Phone lines are open to talk some sports if you would like. The Guardians, I didn't stay up and watch the end last night, but won a back-and-forth game against the Red Sox, 7-6. So the Guardians now just a game and a half behind Minnesota in the American League Central. So those are some things going on in the world of sports. And we have a caller waiting. I'm going to get to you here in a jiffy. But a couple of other things. One other thing I wanted to mention, maybe get the wheels turning before we take our first call. A bill aimed at urging more semiconductor companies to build chip plants in the U.S. has passed the Senate. The measure, passed yesterday, comes as lawmakers race to finish work on a key priority for the Biden administration. For now, the $280 billion measure awaits a vote in the House, which could come before the week is out, today or tomorrow. The bill includes federal grants and tax breaks for companies that build chip facilities in the U.S., like Intel. The measure also directs Congress to boost spending on high-tech research programs. Lawmakers backing the initiative says the legislation will help the country stay economically competitive in the decades ahead, the CHIPS Act. And Intel has made which I will characterize as a veiled threat to possibly pack up and skedaddle and head to Europe instead of building in Licking County should the CHIPS Act not pass. It's looking more and more like it will. So your thoughts, give me a call, 740-622-1560. And let's boost our tech economy here in the U.S. It is a thriving industry in the United States. We have a lot of smart people here. We have the best education system, higher education system in the world. People come from all over the world to get educated here in the U.S. Along with people here in the U.S. So we've got those educational opportunities. A lot of people that have the opportunity to train, to get educated for such a field. So let's keep it here. It's going to be a key industry moving into the mid to late 21st century and beyond. So your thoughts, phone lines are open between now and 11 o'clock. It is 21 minutes after 9. Let's go ahead and take our first phone call of the day. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike.
Morning.
Hey, I was wondering something. Listen to the obituaries. Flo Murdoch, is that your Flo Murdoch?
Yes, that was Flo Murdoch that worked for a period here at WTNS in the... forget exactly when she was here, late 70s, mid-80s. I don't have that exactly right. So, but she focused on the country music. There was a time where we focused on country music, and she did that. I know she was a fan of Zydeco music for a while when she moved out of the state. I have never met her, had never met her. Personally, but yes, that was the Flo Murdoch that worked here at WTNS.
That's right. I used to listen to her. She was fun to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's all I need to know.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. 9:22 is the time. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock. We'll be back right after this.
Are your creditors threatening you? Are your wages being garnished? Do you fear you may lose your home? Call the local bankruptcy attorney at Drown Law Offices of Coshocton to stop the harassment. When you file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, your debts are eliminated, and in most cases, you can keep your home, car, personal possessions, and retirement. With proper guidance, good credit can be reestablished in only a few years. Call today for a free, no-obligation packet at 740-291-8080.
At AlterCare Coshocton, we know that care delivered with compassion can sometimes be the best medicine. Our family of dedicated healthcare providers see you as a person, not a number, not a task. A being worthy of connection and support. Experience care that comes from the heart at AlterCare Coshocton, a true home away from home for long-term or short-term care, as well as memory care. To learn more about our dedicated team and comprehensive services, visit with us at AlterCare Online.com.
This is the meat man, Gary Collins from Collins Meat and Food Market. The first of the month is coming, and we still have plenty of summer left for backyard barbecues with family and friends. Our meat cases are loaded with the best quality meat in town. If you're looking for the most economical way to buy meat, try one of my 19 economy meat bundles, ranging from $19.95 to $179.95. To place orders, call 622-4625 or stop by 993 Kenilworth Avenue. Tell us you heard this on the radio and get free freezer wrap on any one of my 19 economy meat bundles. Come in and see us at Collins Meat and Food Market, where you can't beat our deli and meat prices. Enjoy the weekend, and remember, keep smiling.
Gary gladly accepts the Ohio Direction Card and delivers free within the city limits.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. Hi, I'm AJ Schreiber. It's Christmas in July, and we are giving you an extra $1,500 for your trade-in. Come see me for your next vehicle at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
The Coshocton Friends of the Library annual book sale will be held Thursday, August 4th and Friday, August 5th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, August 6th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Coshocton Public Library. In addition to great bargains on thousands of books, movies, and magazines, a silent auction will be held for books of higher value. The silent auction items are on display at the library now, and bids are being accepted. For more information, please call 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Are you in the market for some new floor covering? Well, Fisher Decorating Center has just what you need with prices you can afford. Hi, it's Kenzie again. And no, my dad has not changed the name to Kenzie's Carpets yet, but he has got some great deals on carpet, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Not to mention his huge selection of remnants that are always priced to move. So stop in today. That's Fisher Decorating Center, helping you make your house a home since 1946.
Cloudy skies today with isolated showers this morning, then a partly cloudy this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain 20% for tonight, to partly cloudy in the evening. Then becoming mostly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms, isolated showers in the evening. Then a scattered showers after midnight. Humid with lows in the mid-60s. Chance of rain is 50%. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning. Then becoming partly sunny, scattered showers, highs around 80. Chance of rain is 50%. Currently it is 74 degrees in Coshocton. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. And yeah, Flo Murdoch worked here at WTNS. Would have been in the mid-70s sometime. And now we do have two radio stations, three actually. There's a WTNS AM 1560 and a WTNS FM, the one you're listening to right now, FM 99.3. And most recently there's a 102.3 FM, which is a simulcast of our AM station, only it's FM. Now, in the mid-70s, a lot more people are listening to AM radio than they do today. FM radio has better sound quality, and with the advent of better radios, the better equipment, more folks, I said 102.3, 102.7 FM, and Flo Murdoch spent most of her airtime on WTNS AM 1560, where country music was featured. So had an interview with someone that she used to work with in Tupelo, Mississippi, the night Elvis Presley died, one of the highlights of her career here at WTNS. So, yeah, 102.7 FM if you are a fan of country music. And that's part of our Coshocton Broadcasting family as well. And you will still hear our local news and our local sports and lots of local birthdays and country music. So phone lines are open, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. Let's go ahead and take our next phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Your Ohio State receiver is Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Jackson Smith and Jigba. Yeah. So I, I should. I'm a little embarrassed that I couldn't rattle that off. In fact, I just saw a story about him this morning, and yeah, he will be a household name by the end of the season if he isn't already. He's one of the highlights of the returners for the Buckeyes. The offense is looking pretty awesome once again, but just like going into last season, there are some question marks surrounding the defense.
Right. Maybe if we can outscore everybody, we'll have a great season.
And maybe the defense, we've got a new defensive coordinator this year. Maybe the defense will surprise us.
Right. They've been known to do that before. Moving on, last night's game with the Guardians was quite the thriller. Back and forth, and once again, Josh Naylor came through for us.
I watched part of it. It staying up past 9 o'clock. That's staying up late for me because I have to get up early. Sometimes I do stay up and follow through to the end, but didn't make it last night. It was a good game all throughout, back and forth. But Josh Naylor hit the wasn't a walk off, but he hit the game winning homer.
Right. And to hear Francona talk about him, he said his injury really helped him out because it stopped him from having a lot of wasted motion below his hips. So his hitting has really come along, is what Francona said.
And his injuries referring to he suffered a pretty serious injury last year in a fielding mishap.
Right.
Is that what
right,
he's talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah, yep. And then I got to believe that if we had any other manager other than Francona, the Guardians would be probably 10 games below 500 rather than in the hunt. I think Francona gets the leadership of this team rolling in the right direction, and these guys are just young and playing without fear. It's fun to watch them. I know I wasn't expecting a whole lot coming into the season, but this is a pretty exciting ride, especially as Tom Hamilton says, yes, everybody wants to parade down Euclid Avenue, but the 6 months of the season, the journey is a fun ride also.
Well, we are completely on the same page about Terry Francona. If you look at other teams, if you even look at the Indians in the past, if you look at the Reds, sometimes the chemistry on the team isn't what it should be. I sincerely believe that that does translate into strategy and effort on the field, in the batting box, on the base paths, in the field. And Terry Francona, if you look back on his career with the Guardians, I know there was a little bit of drama when he ended up leaving the Red Sox, but he has not just the baseball skills, but knows how to manage a group of men, the egos and the different personalities that go along with it, and to get them to gel as a team. 10 games behind where they are right now, if it was just an ordinary manager, I would not argue with that. We see we said this last year, oftentimes when you don't know, they don't get a lot of free agents. That just doesn't happen too long with too often with a team like Cleveland. You have to count on some of those young players to step up, and boy, have we seen that so far this year. If you look back historically, and I'm just going from, I think I'm accurate here, but it just seems like the Indians under Francona have been able to kick it up a notch in the second half of the season, whether they are in contention or not. They had those two winning streaks that they had over a couple of years. There have been some times where the playoffs were a long shot, but they just keep plugging away. They don't just put in their time at the end of the season and get ready for the off season. And I attribute to all that to the manager and the coaching staff.
Well, not just throughout the season, but throughout the game. I mean, how many times have they come from behind this year?
Right.
I think I read that they've outscored their opponents by 21 or 22 runs this year in the ninth inning alone. That's almost unheard of because you're facing some pretty stellar pitching in the ninth inning. If you're behind or if you're tied, I mean, there's a lot of good closers out there. So to have this no quit attitude, I almost think that he should be up for manager of the year this year.
Well, if the vote were held right now, he would get my vote. And let's not forget that the Guardians, they've got a pretty decent bullpen, not the least of which is their closer Emmanuel Clase, who shined brightly on the All-Star stage last week. So they've got a good nucleus of young players, and some of them have played well consistently. Josh Naylor, he seems to thrive in high stakes situations at the plate. Did he have one of his trademark emotional outbursts after his homer last night?
He did. He was pretty animated. Yeah, I mean I don't blame him. He's a young kid, and to be in a game like that, to hit a home run like that, it's okay. Yeah. Yeah, I get you. I'd be pretty pumped up too.
But there just does not seem to be a lot of drama on the team. There are always things that are going to come up with any group that that works together, but nothing seems to snowball into a big public mess. And probably things that we never found out about that find out about. And I give Terry Francona credit for that. I love watching him in his post-game interviews and see him interviews. He answers the questions. He is respectful of the media, and he gives praise where praise is due. And keep going. He gets my vote for manager of the year.
Oh yeah, and like the thing is. With him and with all the players, like, they're not ones for excuses. If something goes wrong, they're like, yeah, this went wrong. It's not that, yes, he'll give credit on a day when a pitcher, an opposing pitcher's had a stellar performance. He'll be like, yeah, he pitched out of his mind, but we just didn't hit the ball either. So, it's fun to watch, and it's fun to know that he's not going to give us a bunch of malarkey and try to beat around the bush. He tells it the way it is. So, go Guardians, and have a great day.
Go Guardians. The American League this year, if you look at the American League, where the Yankees are out there, and they're having a phenomenal season so far. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Right. Go Guards.
All right, thanks for calling. It is 9:37, and we can talk sports if you would like. The Cleveland Guardians, the name. I really thought that it wouldn't be so awkward saying Guardians more than halfway through this season, but here we are. I haven't really warmed up to the name just yet, but the Cleveland Guardians, they are, which is a reference to the Guardians of Transportation, the eight Art Deco statues that adorn the bridge right near Progressive Field. So we can chat about that if you would like, but the Guardians, regardless of what you think about the circumstances leading up to the Indians' name change, Guardians was not my first, second, third, fourth, or fifth choice, but here we are. Okay, we can talk about that. We can talk about Intel, the CHIPS Act. We can chat about the weather. We can talk about your summer vacation, things that you have seen and done this summer. How has the economy / COVID / current state of affairs in the United States and around the world affected your travel. And I took a five-day trip to Florida early this year. It was a solo trip. I had fun, but I will not chalk it up as to one of my best trips ever. Had a good time. It was better than not traveling, but for a lot of different reasons, not the least of which, I thought I would try and experiment and just kind of wing it and not plan things out as meticulously as I've done in the past. And as a result, ran into particularly exorbitant costs for lodging to the point where it was a point of stress throughout those 5 days. So, yeah, there is something to say for spontaneity, but there's something to say for making plans as well, finding the best values ahead of time, and being able to plan your budget so you don't have to think and worry about those things when you travel. Plus, planning is part of the fun. And also, I have found that the more that you plan, the more that you figure out how long you're going to spend at a certain attraction and the distance between the two and the time, you can cram more into one day that way. The downside of that is if you have too rigid of a schedule and then there is something that does pop up spontaneously that you didn't think about before that you want to see and do, you can't do it without throwing a wrench in the rest of your schedule. So we can talk about travel if you would like. We can talk about whatever else is going on in your world today. The Cleveland Guardians, the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jackson, Smith, and Jigba. And I'm going to repeat that name five times during the next commercial break because you will hear it many, many, many times this season as we broadcast Ohio State football for you. It's 9:40. Phone lines are open until 11. We'll be right back.
McWane Ductile is proud to say they've been part of the Coshocton community since 1910. They manufacture ductile iron pipes, fittings, and utility poles. If you'd like to work for one of Coshocton's top employers, they'd like to talk with you. McWane Ductile has positions available for production entry level with wages starting at $19.67 per hour and electricians starting at $29.89 per hour. Plus, they offer competitive benefit packages. Please apply online at McWane.com. McWane is an equal opportunity employer.
The West Lafayette Chamber of Commerce invites you to the 74th Annual West Lafayette Homecoming Festival. It opens up this evening at 5 o'clock when the Eat Stand will open and the rides will begin. So we have a whole evening of fun. The Queen Contest starts at 6 o'clock at Burt Park. Tomorrow the parade is at 7 o'clock. And then after the parade, there'll be the Mayor's Welcome and the Chamber President Welcome and the Queen and Visiting Queen's Welcome. That'll all be at 8 o'clock. The fun will continue in the evening. The merchandise 50-50 and golf ball drop ticket sales begin at 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. The kids' merchandise bust a balloon in the midway with a winner every time. Well, that starts at 8 o'clock on Friday. And also the Lions Club Mouse Game starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow evening as well. Musical entertainment, the Dotson Brothers Band will perform from 8:30 till 10:30 at the main stage in West Lafayette, and the West Lafayette Chamber of Commerce invites you and the family to attend this year's West Lafayette Homecoming Festival.
Hi there, Craig Abner here at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram store on Otsego Avenue. We currently have 30 new vehicles on the lot ready to go. Yes, you heard that right, 30 new vehicles on the lot, and we're making deals too sweet to pass up. Stop in and see the all-new Jeep Compass or the very popular Jeep Grand Cherokee L, third-row seat vehicle. Or how about a new Willys Gladiator? Maybe a Jeep Wrangler might be right up your alley. And if you're looking for a heavy-duty Ram diesel, we have them also. Don't forget we have a great selection of Ram 1500s, all the trim levels to choose from. We also have a great selection of Rocky Ridge lifted vehicles. Woo-hoo! two to take you on an adventure of a lifetime. So stop in this month, and don't forget, we will pay you top dollar for your clean trade-in. Stop in or look us up on the web at cjdofcoshocton.com.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the Be Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let Be Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Introducing Beat the Stigma, Ohio's newest game show, where contestants go head-to-head to uncover the underlying causes of addiction. Did you know many of the contributing factors of addiction are beyond your control? Genetics can be responsible for 50% of your risk for addiction. Addiction is not a decision. It's a disease, and it's treatable. Can you beat the stigma? Challenge what you know about addiction at beatthestigma.org.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is, fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. I buy inherited properties, vacant homes, rentals, commercial properties, and apartment buildings. Give us a call today and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Come join John Ender, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Heath for the Make This the Summer sales event. Get up to $1,500 off all new Jeep Wranglers, Grand Cherokees, and Gladiators. They're in stock and ready for delivery. But if you can't find what you're looking for, we'll custom order your new Jeep. We're open during construction at the home of the Lifetime Powertrain Guarantee. John Hinder, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 79 Heath, or HinderCDJR.com. Open Sundays.
With approved credit, in stock only ends July 31st. See dealer for details.
I'm picking up
Hey there, this is Chris from The Glass House. If you've never been to The Glass House, stop by and check us out. We have a knowledgeable and friendly staff ready to help. We have the area's largest selection of tattoo supplies, horror collectibles, and Delta 8 products. So stop by The Glass House today at 523 Main Street and pick up some good vibes.
Cloudy with isolated showers this morning, then a partly cloudy this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain is 20% for tonight. Partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms, isolated showers in the evening, then scattered showers after midnight, humid with lows in the mid-60s. Chance of rain is 50%. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny, scattered showers, highs around 80. Chance of rain is 50%. Currently, it is 76 in Coshocton. The phone lines are open, and nobody waiting right now. So if there's something that you'd like to chat about, whether I've mentioned it or our callers have mentioned it, or there's something else that's on your mind, give me a call. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. And let's see what we got here from the Associated Press. Mentioned the chips bill. A bill aimed at urging more semiconductor companies to build chip plants in the U.S. has passed the Senate. One that is likely coming to Licking County, and that is Intel. And a lot of excitement about it, and it will stimulate our regional economy. There are few people that say that it won't, but there could be some growing pains that go along with it as well. More people, shifting populations, rising property values, maybe even labor shortages, not necessarily for Intel, but for some of the businesses that will inevitably arise or need to grow because of the arrival of Intel. So there could be some growing pains along with it. So what are your thoughts? Give me a call. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock to talk about that or anything else. We have talked quite a bit recently about all the things there is to do in Coshocton and the downtown concert series successful, well-attended concerts so far. Both were tribute bands, Foreigner and Fleetwood Mac tribute bands. The next concert, a week from tomorrow, will be Ernest, a country artist, up and coming, but he is already well known among the country music community. He has toured or is touring with Morgan Wallen. Morgan Wallen's not going to be here next week, but Ernest will be, and Brad Paisley, and he has written songs for a lot of famous country artists as well, and has scored a top 40 country hit, Flower Shops. So Ernest will be here, not tomorrow, but the Friday after that, in 8 days, and I am excited and interested just how big of a crowd that we get down at the Court Square for that one. The those in charge, the powers that be, better be ready, because we've had easily over 1,000 for the Fleetwood Mac tribute band, and maybe 1,000 or more for the Foreigner tribute band. It's been packed. Here is an artist that is popular right now in the world of country music, coming to rural Ohio to play for free. All the folks have to do is find a place to park and bring your lawn chair and a free concert from Ernest. That'll be a week from tomorrow. We can talk about that if you would like, or whatever else is going on in your world today. The big event in Coshocton County this weekend is the West Lafayette Homecoming, and it starts tonight. And Exterminatol Pest Control invites you to attend. As mentioned, things start at 5 o'clock tonight. The Eat Stand will open. You can come out and get a bite to eat. Ride some rides. Going to be 8 rides there. Queen Contest is at 6 o'clock at Burt Park. And the merchandise, 50-50, and golf ball drop tickets, those all begin tonight at 6 o'clock at the Chamber headquarters. Music at the homecoming this year. The Dotson Brothers play tomorrow evening at 8:30. And the Night Train Band at 6:45 on Saturday. And the homecoming will wrap up with the fireworks about 10 o'clock on Saturday night, and the merchandise drawing at the Chamber headquarters at 10:30. So 3 days of fun, a full-fledged West Lafayette homecoming this year, complete with parade and rides and food and fireworks, and Exterminatol Pest Control hopes that you will attend.
Choose the proven performance of the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, featuring high-yielding Extend Flex soybeans and the exceptional weed control of Extendamax herbicide with Vapor Grip technology. Elite genetics, triple herbicide tolerance, flexibility that delivers results, backed by 25 years of innovation. That's the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, the system of choice. Extendamax is a restricted-use pesticide. Always follow stewardship practices, all pesticide label directions, and check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state.
They say if you listen hard enough, you can hear the corn grow. It's true. When you're out in the field, you understand its challenges and what it needs to thrive. Channel Seedsmen bring insights from the field to our team of Bayer plant breeders. Their knowledge inspires our product development. From your best ground to your most challenging conditions, our products are designed to perform in your fields. Visit ChannelListens.com to see our latest innovations. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Sunflowers are poised to bloom next weekend in Coshocton. The Coshocton Sunflower Festival starts on August 6th with 11 days to choose from through August 21st. Each day offers a unique experience from the weekends, with live music, food trucks, craft vendors, and a beer and wine garden, to the quiet weekdays where you can explore the flowers and get perfect pictures. The festival kicks off with Sippin' on Sunshine, a wine and beer tasting in the flowers. Reserve your discounted tickets at CoshoctonSunflowerFestival.com. Tickets are limited by day and times. Make your plans now. The festival takes place at the Coshocton KOA Campground on County Road 10 in Coshocton.
This is Jim Smucker, president of Keim in Charm, Ohio. You'll find Keim Home Center located on 50 acres in the rolling hills of Holmes County. Do you have a home, building, or woodworking project in mind? If so, Keim has an unmatched selection of items available for you. At Keim, our team of experts is committed to caring for your project like we care for our own. We offer convenient pickup and delivery options. Visit Keim Home Center or go to keimhome.com to learn more. Keim, built on trust since 1911.
Mark your calendars. The second annual Coshocton Regional Medical Center Community Fund Day is scheduled for Saturday, July 30th from 9 a.m. to noon at the hospital campus. There will be free food, snow cones, bounce houses, games, and giveaways. Get your picture with Paw Patrol and Baby Shark. Meet our local first responders and tour their emergency vehicles. Join MedFlight, Coshocton County EMS, Tri-County Joint Ambulance District, Coshocton Fire Department, and Coshocton County Sheriff's Department. The Coshocton Health Department will be doing free car seat inspections and will have a limited number of free convertible seats and booster seats available for eligible families. The first 100 kids receive a free tie-dye t-shirt. This is a free event open to the public, so bring your friends and family for a day of fun. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Celebrate Christmas in July with an extra $1,500 for your trade-in. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Hey there, this is Chris from the Glass House. If you've never been to the Glass House, stop by and check us out. We have a knowledgeable and friendly staff ready to help. We have the area's largest selection of tattoo supplies, horror collectibles, and Delta 8 products. So stop by the Glass House today at 523 Main Street and pick up some good vibes.
Cloudy with isolated showers this morning, then partly cloudy this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s, chance of rain 20%. Partly cloudy this evening, then becoming mostly cloudy tonight, isolated thunderstorms, isolated showers in the evening, then scattered showers after midnight, humid with lows in the mid-60s, chance of rain is 50%. For tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny, scattered showers, highs around 80, chance of rain is 50%. Currently it is 76 degrees in Coshocton, and we have open phone lines between now and 11 o'clock. Here is one from the miscellaneous files, Johannesburg, South Africa. Are you looking for a big diamond? Look no further than what was pulled out of a mine in Angola. The pink diamond is a whopping 170 carats and is being called one of the largest, is being called the largest one-of-a-kind found in 300 years. The Lulu Rose, named after the mine that produced it, is more of a trend than a blip for the mine. Its owner says Lulu has already produced the two largest diamonds ever found in Angola, including a 404-carat clear diamond. No word on a price tag.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Come check out the all-new redesigned 2023 HRV at John Hinderer Honda. Plus, you'll get $500 off all new Honda orders at the home of the Engine for Life Guarantee, Route 79 and Heath, or HindererHonda.com. Open Sundays.
Ends July 31st with approved credit. Excludes some models. See dealer for details.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Century 21 Court Square Realty invites you to the annual West Lafayette Homecoming Festival. It starts at 5 o'clock this evening. And let's take a look at Saturday's schedule. At 8 a.m. will be the pancake breakfast at the Eat Stand. That's all you can eat pancakes. And you can get extra sausage, but that'll cost you a little bit more. And at 8 a.m. till 2 p.m., it says Mega Music DJ Service, Music and Announcements. There is a 5K run and walk registration at 7:30 a.m. The 5K begins at 8:30. At 9 a.m., it's the AMARC Fun Fly Show at the football field. Miss Jody's Dance will perform in front of the bandstand at 9 a.m. on Saturday at 10:30. It's Pet Parade sign up. The Pet Parade begins at 11. The Eat Stand opens with a full menu Saturday at noon. The rides open at noon on Saturday as well. Sign up for the Cornhole Contest is at 1 o'clock. There'll be story time by the West Lafayette Branch Library at 1. Cornhole Tournament begins at 1:30. There'll be the Rescue Show from the West Lafayette Police and Coshocton Sheriff's Office at 2 p.m. Golf Ball Drop is at 3:30. on Saturday at 4, chicken dinner at the backside of the Eat Stand, prepared by Shoemaker Farms and Luke McGarvey. That's $12 per dinner. And the Newtown Cloggers will perform at 5 o'clock. At 6:45, it's the Night Train Band on Saturday. Fireworks dedication is at 9:45. The annual fireworks display is at 10. And the homecoming will wrap up with the merchandise drawing at the Chamber headquarters at 10:30. Century 21 at Court Square Realty hopes that you will bring the whole family to the West Lafayette Homecoming Festival.
You can save during Wilson Carpet and Furniture's Overstock Lazy Boy sale going on now. Take 10% off of sale price on motion sofas and love seats, rocker recliners, and wallaway recliners. Some exclusions apply, and this offer does not include special orders. Shop now while the selection is good and take 10% off of your new Lazy Boy sofa or recliner during our Overstock sale. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
If you own a 2012 or newer Honda, trade for a newer model now and get $750 off any new Honda lease. At the home of the Engine for Life guarantee, John Hinderer Honda, Route 79 in Heath, or HindererHonda.com. Open Sundays.
And July 31st with approved credit. See dealer for details.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
It is 9:59, and we'll hear from the Associated Press and our national international news here shortly. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. Let's take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Yeah, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We had to pay for our boxes, those that have boxes at the grandstand, no later than 1 May, not knowing what the entertainment was going to be. We just now... This is for today's first day I've seen what the entertainment is going to be. And like the last 3 years, there's been no, excuse me, no musical entertainment, which I think really sucks. If they get Phil Dirt and the Dozers, anybody in there, it's musical entertainment, and it fills that grandstand. But I feel like all that Fair Board is interested in is pulling in money and not putting out any money to satisfy the people who come to the fair. I'm about ready to take that $300 I spend every year, put it in a savings account, and go traveling somewhere instead of going to the fair. Second thing, if the city can pay, or the Pomeroy Center, whoever it is, can have monthly concerts, why can't the fair board? And this guy is coming up. Does anybody know what Ernest's last name is?
It is Smith, I believe. He goes by the name Ernest. He spells it in all capital letters and stylizes it that way. But I think it's Ernest K. Smith, if I'm remembering correctly.
Well, he's got a good last name then. Okay, that's my 2 cents worth.
All right, it's a minute after 10. Now, the summer concert series downtown, it is worth mentioning, was funded primarily by the local grants and organizations and people coming together to make that happen for downtown Coshocton versus the Fair Board that relies on what they bring in order to for what they can bring to the grandstand. And now the motorsports, the truck pulls and the motorsports, those tend to fill the grandstands as well. However, no musical entertainment once again this year. I don't believe there is. According to our last caller, that would be consistent with the pattern. So would you like to see musical entertainment? And the way our last caller put it is, well, anybody. You don't have to get a headlining country act or a well-known act, but just somebody. Tribute bands, I think, are a good way to go. Now, the best tribute bands, they don't come cheap either. You're going to get a Fleetwood Mac tribute band or a Foreigner tribute band at a much lower price than you will get Fleetwood Mac or Foreigner, but the good ones, and make no mistake, both of those bands were pretty good ones, I don't know what the price was, but they are, suffice to say, they aren't going to perform for $500. But tribute bands, and there seems to be a lot of them out there. Would you like to see a tribute band at the fair? And last weekend, now, was not part of the fair, of course, but an event that was presented by the fair board at Twisted Image Cycles was the Rock Coshocton event. And they had two tribute bands on Saturday, a Kiss tribute band and Guns N' Roses tribute band. And still haven't talked to anybody that's that was there. And I know there was quite a crowd there, so give us a call with your thoughts. And what about grandstand entertainment for the Coshocton County Fair? Motorsports, we've had some pretty good grandstand entertainment in the past, but the cost to bring in the entertainment continues to go up and up and up. So your thoughts, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. We can talk about that if you would like. We had a little bit of talk this morning about the Cleveland Guardians. And one other call. Let's see. What was it? Oh, Flo Murdoch, who recently passed away, living in Coshocton once again. She has had been in other parts of the country, in Mississippi and Arkansas and elsewhere. And was here at WTNS for a few years in the 1970s. So we could talk about any of those things or anything else that's on your mind. Perhaps we can get some more ideas here from the AP News.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. So, are we in a recession? We got some new numbers this morning.
The economy shrank from April to June, contracting at a 0.9% annual rate. That's the second straight quarterly drop in the GDP, an informal, though not definitive, indicator of a recession. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said yesterday it doesn't feel like one.
I do not think the U.S. is currently in a recession.
Saying too many areas of the economy are performing well, especially the jobs market. Still, there are concerns a recession may be coming as the Fed keeps boosting interest rates to ease inflation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Sagar mentioned the jobs market. Well, we're learning that fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. But a new look at the previous week's number shows claims breaching the 250,000 level in back-to-back weeks for the first time in more than 8 months. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping have been speaking this morning as tensions rise between the two nations. John Kirby, a spokesman for the National Security Council, says it's important that the lines of communication with President Xi remain open. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un says he's ready to respond to any crisis, warning he's ready to use nuclear weapons in any potential military conflicts with the U.S. The AP's Donna Warder with some perspective.
Observers say while Kim is increasingly threatening his rivals with nuclear weapons, it's unlikely he would use them first against the superior militaries of the U.S. and its allies. I'm Donna Warder.
The Washington commander's Dan Snyder is testifying privately before a congressional committee this morning investigating the NFL team's history of workplace misconduct. He's testifying voluntarily. This is AP News. TV's Jeopardy has decided who the new host will be.
This is Jeopardy.
After leaving fans of the legendary game show in suspense for a while, the correct answer is...
I am the Alex.
And...
Hosting Jeopardy, Ken Jennings.
The show's executive producer says after rotating as host, Bialik and Jennings will continue to do so on a permanent basis. Both have signed deals that puts the rest of back and forth over who really deserved to be the full-time replacement for Alex Trebek, who died in 2020. If either had been named, it might have irked the fan base of the other host. Jennings is an all-time Jeopardy champion. Bialik is best known for her work on The Big Bang Theory. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Gas is down to $4.27 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. That's about 3 cents less than yesterday, down 61 cents in a month. A year ago, gas was $3.16 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
We'll be right back.
gas prices trending down, and that is good news. But still, just below $4 around our area, $4.27 a gallon, the average across the country. So still quite a hardship for many families, particularly those that need to drive extensively to get to and from work. And those additional gas prices built in to a lot of the other goods and services that we use as well. But trending in the right direction, coming down rather than going up. We still have ways to go. Phone lines are open to talk about gas prices. If you would like to talk about Jeopardy, the producers of Jeopardy have settled on Mayim Bialik and Ken Jennings. I'm okay with that, I guess. And they're never going to replace Alex Trebek. It was his personality and demeanor and smarts that, to me, was a big part of what defined Jeopardy. So you aren't going to replace him. But I'm okay with both Mayim Bialik and Ken Jennings. They both bring credentials to the table. They both have the intellectual acumen to handle such a demanding game show host role. So give me a call. We can talk about that if you would like. 740-622-1560. Like The Price is Right. I like Drew Carey and still watch the Price is Right if I get home in time to watch the Price is Right. But Drew Carey still isn't Bob Barker. And Bob Barker, a great game show host, and I love the way that he interacted with the guests. Every once in a while, he'd lose a little patience with them, which was fun. But I like The Price is Right. They get some colorful guests and to see some of their reactions. So those are my two favorite game shows. I don't know what number three would be. Probably Wheel of Fortune, just because I watch it the most often. The reason for that is that it's on right after Jeopardy. So we can talk about game shows. We can talk about gas prices. We can chat about the Cleveland Guardians. We can talk about fair entertainment, what you would like to see at the fair. Or if there is something different that you would like to bring up. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And this is the weekend of the West Lafayette homecoming. And Raymond James Financial Services invites you to attend. And let's run down all of today's activities as the homecoming kicks off tonight at 5 o'clock. The Eat Stand opens with a limited menu at 5 o'clock tonight. And the rides open for the first time as well. The rides back at the fair this year. The Queen Contest is at 6 o'clock tonight at Burt Park. And the regular merchandise, 50-50, and golf ball drop ticket sales begin at 6 o'clock this evening at the Chamber headquarters. There's merchandise and 50-50 tickets. They always been a popular part of the homecoming. Raymond James Financial Services hopes you'll bring the family to the West Lafayette Homecoming Festival. Well, the phones are open till 11 o'clock this morning. If you do want to talk about the homecoming, looking back fondly on the homecoming or the Coshocton County Fair, for that matter, I'd like to hear from you between now and 11 o'clock this morning. Nothing but open phone lines today, and I'd like to talk to you. Tomorrow we're going to lighten up, maybe talk about some local history tomorrow and look back nostalgically on Coshocton County, which is always a fun thing to do. But today, let's see if we can solve some of the world's problems. Phone lines are open between now and 11 o'clock, and I'd like to hear from you. Okay, let's see what else that we have here from the AP. This is a story that probably shouldn't laugh at, and it really isn't funny. Might make you roll your eyes, but this is from Salisbury, North Carolina. Talk about blind rage. A North Carolina sheriff's office says a woman seeking revenge on an ex-boyfriend sought the wrong spot to exact revenge. Officials in Rowan County got a call last week from someone who saw a woman trying to set fire to the house. Authorities found bundles of wood and fire and a fire on the front porch, along with a jug of oil used to start the fire. Problem is, it was the wrong house. Authorities have figured out it was a case of mistaken house identity. The errant fire starter has been charged with felony, first-degree arson, and assault with a deadly weapon. I glean from the story that she was not successful in burning down that house. So for what that's worth, don't really expect a lot of discussion on it, but just thought that you would like to know. It's 14 minutes after 10. Open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. So give me a call.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
If they don't have it, you don't need it. Otsego Carry Out in Coshocton is the only stop for whatever you need. Check out their deli, meat and cheese, a freshly made grab-and-go sandwich, and a large selection of Walnut Creek favorites. Check out these new items. Strawberry yogurt covered pretzels, chocolate covered raisins, and a new selection of grab-and-go snacks. Stop by Otsego Carry Out today. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
Call the Jeffrey and Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. Hi, I'm Adam Mills. Celebrate Christmas in July with an extra $1,500 for your trade-in. See me for your next vehicle, only at Jeffrey and Ford, South 2nd in Coshocton.
The weather is brought to you by Stewart Interiors, your interior design center. For craftsmanship and quality in your next interior design project, choose Stewart Interiors. See Stewart Interiors at their new location, 520 Main Street in Coshocton, right in front of Sprint Print.
Cloudy with isolated showers this morning, then becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain is 20% for tonight. Partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Isolated thunderstorms and isolated showers in the evening, then scattered showers after midnight. Humid with lows in the mid-60s. Chance of rain is 50%. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny. Scattered showers with highs around 80. Chance of rain is 50%. Currently in Coshocton, it is 75 degrees. So, well, give me a call. I need somebody to chat with. We had a few calls the first hour, but have yet to take a phone call during hour number two this morning. It's been about 10, 12 minutes since we moved on from our last call, so give me a call and let me know what's on your mind today. We had a little bit of discussion a couple of weeks ago about the Webb Space Telescope as excitement surrounded the first images from the Webb Space Telescope to be shared with the public. Your thoughts on the Webb Space Telescope in general, looking deeper into the universe with more clarity than ever before. And why is that important, that we as a country spend billions of dollars on a telescope to see things which we're never going to be able to visit, not in our lifetime or the next few generations? What is the fascination? We just want to know what's out there. It's curiosity. It's is there other life out there, or is it something else? Give me a call. The phone lines are open between now and 11 o'clock. And a lot of times when we get talking about exploration or searching knowledge, exploring science, exploring space, comment that, well, we got enough problems here on planet Earth that we should be spending our billions of dollars solving. And we do have a, we do throw billions of dollars after solving our problems here on planet Earth as well, but does that mean that we shouldn't explore space? What about colonizing the moon or colonizing Mars. I watch a lot of science fiction, so it seems like if you, as much as that you have to do to condition the environment to make it suitable for human habitation, that wanting to go to the moon or Mars and colonize them seems like a stretch, but maybe someday. I'm a big Star Trek fan, so we can talk about that. It's just been announced that the U.S. Postal Service will be launching a James Webb Space Telescope Forever stamp. Postage stamp. But by the way, the price of a first-class stamp just went up to 60 cents a couple of weeks ago. And this stamp, at least according to the news releases that I read, was not on the original schedule for release in 2022, but it's coming out soon. The United States Postal Service is celebrating NASA's revolutionary James Webb Space Telescope with a new Forever stamp. The new James Webb Space Telescope Forever stamps will be available for pre-order on August the 8th through the United States Postal Service's online stamp store, and will open for general sale on September the 8th. The stamp commemorates the start of the telescope's science mission and depicts the James Webb Space Telescope's iconic golden honeycomb mirror and its large sun shields in space as Earth and the Moon can be seen in the distance. Behind it, a deep field view of space can be seen reflected on the telescopes behind it, or it can be seen reflected on the telescope's mirrors, according to a USPS statement announcing the stamp. The Space Telescope Science Institute in Baltimore, which operates Webb for NASA, provided an image to the stamp's designer, Derry Noyes. So, your thoughts on that? The new stamps are known as forever stamps because they can be used to mail a 1-ounce letter regardless of when the stamps are purchased or used, and no matter how many prices may change in the future. So, forever stamps until, let's see, when did the forever stamps come out? It's been a little while now, a decade or so, but it used to be that when there was a price increase, you had to do one of two things. You had to buy a stamp with the new denomination on it, or you had to buy 1 cent or 2 cent or 3 cent stamps to supplement the old stamps until you used them up. So we can chat about that if you like. Just a suggestion, just an idea. So if you want to go there, we can do that. If there's something completely different that you want to bring up, be my guest. Let's take our next phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Morning.
I've got more of a Friday topic, if that's all right with you.
That's fine with me. We're off to a slow start this hour, so what's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about bands, tribute bands and stuff. I've seen a few of them, and most of them do a pretty good job. Some do an excellent job.
Uh-huh.
That Get the Lead Out, that's going to be next month over by Buckeye Lake. I saw them Red Rocks about 5 years ago.
That's got to be a Led Zeppelin tribute band. Are they pretty good? Because that, to me, Led Zeppelin would be quite a challenge.
Well, there's a lot of them, and they tell you why there's so many. Because, you know, Led Zeppelin mostly is a four-man band with occasional help. But these guys explain why they just couldn't do it all, you know, themselves, like five people. And it was very well done. I only heard maybe one or two songs that wasn't spot on. It was that good.
Well, and that is high praise, because with the their general sound, the first of all, you got John Bonham, who is their drummer, that is considered by many as one of the greatest drummers ever. Jimmy Page, the guitarist, he has a distinctive guitar style, and he is considered by many as one of the greatest guitarists ever. On top of that, to me, a big challenge would be the distinctive vocals of Robert Plant. Yeah, you got to have some Robert Plant. You got to have some chops to be able to sing like Robert Plant.
Yeah, he has an unusual set of pipes on him.
Yeah.
He's not quite as good now, you know, since he's gotten older, but he's still very good. He's doing a lot of stuff, though. Always has for years. So he's still out there.
How many times have you seen him? You say you saw him at Buckeye Lake 5 years ago?
No, at Red Rocks, Colorado.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you've told me that story before, yeah.
Yeah, they were... I have a friend that lives in Colorado Springs, and he had seen the band Zoso, and that's the other highly acclaimed tribute band. And he said they were very good, but he had never heard to let, you know, get the lead out, so we couldn't talk about that.
Is that second one you mentioned, is that also a Led Zeppelin tribute band?
Yeah, yeah, they're touring the country right now. I know Get the Lead Out, my daughter saw the Get the Lead Out up in Canton. They were up there a couple years ago, so they get in the area. I think they were over by Buckeye Lake last year, a year before, too. But they are good, very good what they do. But I was thinking about the bands, groups I have seen. And I'll start off Rolling Stones, Three Dog Night, Procol Harum, Kinks, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, James Gang, Ohio Express, Barbara Mandrell, Fog Hat, Bob Seger, and CSNN. And why? I've seen them as Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, and I've seen Young at least four times just by himself.
That's an impressive list of heavy hitters in the world of music.
Yeah. Yeah, the Barbara Mandrell, I just caught her at the Coshocton Fair. That's the reason why I saw her. Because I'm not really into country, but I do like Johnny Cash. He goes across the bounds, and Waylon Jennings is also a favorite of mine, but I never got to see him.
Well, that the list of bands that you named indicates that you're a classic rock fan.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, long time. Because I can remember when I bought that first Led Zeppelin album when it came out. I think it was '68, and I can remember it right to the day. So
that was something quite different in 1968. There's been imitators and a lot of other rock groups that have. Come along since then, but in 1968, there was nothing else like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, they broke new ground. Of course, Jimi Hendrix did back that time, too.
Yeah.
He just didn't last long enough. And I think he got pigeonholed just for that kind of music, because I've heard Jimi Hendrix do blues and stuff, and he was very... He could do anything he really wanted.
He could, and he did. He played the... entire Beatles Sgt. Pepper album I'll have to find that story there, but like the day after it was released, the Star Spangled Banner, he did some some of his music was psychedelic tinged. Well, I won't even say tinged, it was psychedelic kind of music, but his prowess on the guitar. Many people call him the greatest guitarist ever. Most people will put him in the top three or four.
Yeah, that's what I'd have to say, because it's hard to be number one. It can depend on the individual or
right.
What your tastes are. But, don't have a lot going on. Like I said, I'm going to do some short trips closer to the state of Ohio this fall, but Nothing big for this year. Hopefully next year.
I'm in the same boat as I was the last time that I talked to you. I'm going to do something, whether it's a short trip down the road or the possibility of a cruise exists, but it is very, very distant. Some things are going to have to change before I book a cruise. But I'm going to do something. I just don't know what it is yet.
Yeah, my... son and daughter-in-law, they're going to Hawaii in September, so we're going to dog sit for them. But they've been over there so many times, I don't know why they keep going back, but they must really like it.
Well, have you ever been there?
No, I haven't.
We've talked about that before, too. If you've ever been to Hawaii, then you'd understand why people want to go back.
Because I know he's been there at least a dozen times, and I don't know how many times she's been there.
Yeah.
But Yeah, he must not get tired. I think he said he's covered every island now but one, and I forget which one he said, because he had one specific place he wanted to go this time. So, I'm just glad to see he can do it.
Well, I hope you can make it there someday.
I do, too. But at any rate, that's all I've got. So.
All right. Well, good to hear from you. Thank you for calling this morning and traveling to Hawaii. I've been to Hawaii once, and it was a bucket list at a very young age to want to go to all 50 states. And it's been 5 or 6 years now that my daughter, younger daughter, and I achieved that on the very same day when we landed in Alaska. Alaska was the 50th of the 50 states that we visited. I want to go back to Alaska. I want to go back to Hawaii. Those are the two farthest states. You have to fly to get there. I suppose you could drive to Alaska, and I actually did toy with that idea at one point. But the thought of the car possibly breaking down in the middle of the Yukon was a deal breaker. But Hawaii, it was 2008, I think it was. I spent 2 weeks in Hawaii. I'm going to fly all the way out there. I wanted to take a look around. We went to three islands. Went to the Big Island. We went to Maui, and we went to Oahu. And they all have some things in common, but they all have their distinct personalities as well. So I would like to go back and visit Kauai, especially those four islands that I mentioned, the principal tourism islands, but there is also Lanai and Molokai, which is one of probably the most rural or least developed of the seven big Hawaiian islands. And let's see, Kahoolawe, which is uninhabited or virtually uninhabited, no tourism there. And it seems like I am forgetting one. I guess that's about it. So phone lines are open to talk about some of the best places that you have visited, maybe your plans for 2022 travel, or if you'd like to give us a report of what you have done this summer. I've seen lots of travel photos on social media from friends. So have you run into any big problems with travel, whether it's plane delays or whether it's COVID-related issues, or maybe you've taken a cruise? Give me a call, 740-622-1560. And as you know, I've fallen in love with cruising over the last few years. And but the big problems with cruises right now, several big problems, not the least of which is the increasing unreliability of airlines to get you from point A to point B and on time, with flights being canceled and delays for a couple of different reasons. If you book a cruise, you better be there when the cruise launch, because they aren't waiting for you. And secondly, there are still various COVID issues at on the cruise ships and policies and at the ports. Most cruise lines, then different cruise lines have very different policies right now. But last one I looked into, you had to have a negative COVID test just 2 or 3 days before you leave. That's cutting it pretty close. And if you've already booked a flight, you test positive for COVID, you either have to have travel insurance or you lose it, and then your flight would become useless. So a lot of risk, a lot of extra risk for traveling these days. So we can talk about that if you would like, or if there's something different that you want to bring up, be my guest. We do have a caller waiting, so let's get to the phones. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Mike.
Good morning.
You were talking about Hawaii.
Yes.
Have you ever been to the small island, Kauai?
I have not been to Kauai. That's the when I return to Hawaii, I want to make sure that Kauai is on my itinerary, but I haven't been there. No. Have you?
Yeah.
a couple times, and it's really interesting. You ought to go, and you might be able to use it for a tax deduction on training. They have a radio station there that you want to talk about folksy. It's beyond that. Of course, all it is Hawaiian, you know.
Yeah.
And, oh, they're funny. I can remember the first time I was there, and since then I've always was there a couple times, but the first time I was there, I was listening to the radio in the morning as a cruise ship pulled in there, and it was entertaining. The guy, of course, he was Hawaiian, and they were talking, and he gave the news. Now, you'd have to see it and hear it to believe it, but mostly hear it, but they reported everything that happened there. I mean, they didn't leave anything out. It was really funny. I mean, people were laughing, and we had that radio station on. It was more entertaining than Ireland was, sightseeing. This guy goes and starts off the news. Now, starts off the news, so-and-so was arrested last night in front of such-and-such bar. And of course, it's all Hawaiian. They like to drink. Anyway, he goes and so he named all the people in the fight, their ages, and everything. And then he said, well, one guy was injured and didn't require much medical treatment, and said his name and everything. And anybody that was arrested, they were just held overnight to sober up. Then he goes on with a couple other calls. Emergency squad was called to the same bar about 2 hours later. And he said the guy was laying in the street. And he goes that he suffered a fractured arm. He goes, he's probably drunk and he fell off the curb. It was really funny. They reported things like some kid went and threw a ball, broke a window, whose window it was, how much it cost to fix, the juvenile's name, his parents' name, and everything. They didn't hold nothing back. Of course, I think probably a lot of them are all related and they all know each other. But it was really entertaining just to hear the thing. If you ever get a chance to get back there and tune in the news, and you'll see what I'm saying, because I doubt if they change it. They don't have a lot to report there, and they report everything.
Well, yeah, you don't want to get in trouble in Kauai then. Yeah, I've listened to a folksy radio station or two over the years, and I haven't heard that one. So when I get to Kauai, I'll keep my ears peeled.
Yeah, you might learn something. You wouldn't get away with it around here, but they reported everything. I couldn't believe it. Even the juveniles, the name and age and everything and what they did. Thank you.
All right. It is 10:36. Phone lines are open till 11 o'clock this morning, and a bit of a departure from our regular callers' typical topic. So what are your thoughts? 740-622-1560. And, yeah, when I do travel, I do tune into other radio stations, and some of them are slick, formulaic city stations. Others are folksy stations, like the caller that what the caller described, although I wouldn't – Hawaii wouldn't be the first – place that I would suspect for a station like he described. Get in trouble in Kauai, and the cruise ship passengers are going to find out all about it. Okay, it's 10:37. Phone lines are open, and we do have a wide variety of topics that we have explored this morning, haven't we? From the space telescope to rural Hawaiian radio stations to the Cleveland Guardians the homecoming. So give me a call and let me know what you would like to talk about this morning. Gary's Auto and Exhaust Repair invites you to the 74th West Lafayette Homecoming Festival. It starts tonight at 5 o'clock when the rides and the eat stand will open. Queen Contest is at 6, and things get underway in earnest tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. The rides and the eat stand will open. The parade lines up at 6. And the parade begins at 7 o'clock, and the Dotson Brothers will perform beginning at 8:30 tomorrow evening at the main stage bandstand. And Gary's Auto and Exhaust Repair invites you and everyone to the 74th Annual West Lafayette Homecoming Festival. For winning Ohio Lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Drive innovation. Discover how the Ohio Soybean Council Arable Research Lab focuses both on developing and commercializing new soybean products. Brought to you by the Ohio soybean farmers and their checkoff. To see the video, go to brownfieldagnews.com/voiceofsoyTV.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Hello?
Hi, Chris. This is Jody Meek with Century 21. I heard that you have some real estate needs. I can sell your home and find a new one for you. Have you heard that Century 21 will make a donation to a charity when the transaction closes? Chris, the client decides where the money will be donated. Let's get started. I look forward to making your real estate dreams come true.
To make your real estate dreams come true, call Jody Meek with Century 21 at 740-502-8890.
Cloudy with isolated showers this morning, then a partly cloudy this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain is 20%, although there is some rain falling around our area as we speak. Partly cloudy this evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Isolated thunderstorms, isolated showers in the evening, then scattered showers after midnight. Humid with lows in the mid-60s. Chance of rain is 50%. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, scattered showers with highs around 80. Chance of rain is 50%. 75 degrees currently in Coshocton. Open phone lines up until 11 o'clock, and I'd like to have another phone call or two between now and then. If you do want to talk a little bit about travel, just learned that our last caller, who has become a regular caller, was once a passenger on a cruise ship in Hawaii. So we could talk about your travels either this year or your plans for the rest of this year or in the past. We can talk about the West Lafayette Homecoming. It starts tonight. Just look at the West Lafayette Homecoming schedule. It's brought to you by Home Loan Savings Bank. And let's see what all is happening on Saturday. Now, the homecoming gets underway tonight and full day tomorrow. Well, tomorrow from 5 o'clock on. Full day on Saturday, though. Some of the highlights on Saturday. The homecoming begins bright and early at 8 a.m. with a pancake breakfast at the Eat Stand. And that is a tradition at the homecoming as well. At 9 a.m., it's the AMA RC Fun Fly Show. At 8:30, the 5K Run and Walk. The pet parade is at 11. The Eat Stand's going to open up with a full menu at noon. Rides open at noon on Saturday. The cornhole tournament begins at 1:30. The golf ball drop is at 3:30. The chicken dinner at the Eat Stand is at 4 o'clock Saturday evening, and that's prepared by Shoemaker Farms and Luke McGarvey. It's $12 per dinner. That'll be at 4 o'clock, beginning at 4 o'clock Saturday evening. Get Fit Nutrition workouts will be in front of the bandstand on the blacktop at 4, and the Newtown Cloggers at 5. This is all on Saturday at 6:45. The Night Train Band will begin at the main stage bandstand. Fireworks dedication is at 9:45. And when it gets dark, it'll be the annual fireworks display. That'll start right around 10 o'clock. And the homecoming will wrap up at about 10:30 on Saturday evening with the merchandise drawing chamber headquarters. And there's always a crowd because you must have your ticket and be present to win. Those tickets are good for both nights, Friday and Saturday. So those are Saturday's highlights of the West Lafayette homecoming. And Home Loan Savings Bank hopes that you will attend.
Why has the Jacobs Vanaman Agency been in business in Coshocton since 1904? Is it competitive pricing, the way customers are treated at the time of a claim, or the number of quality companies we represent, such as Westfield Insurance? The answer is really quite simple. It is all the above. Find out for yourself why Jacobs Vanaman, your local Westfield agent, has been serving this area for over 100 years. Call 622-1796 for a free money-saving insurance review.
Jacobs Vanaman, providing peace of mind since 1904.
At Dean's Jewelry, we believe you should look stunning on your wedding day.
And with our Something Borrowed program, you can.
When you buy your engagement and wedding rings at Dean's, we'll let you borrow any piece of jewelry from our store to wear on your big day, free of charge.
What will you choose? Diamond statement earrings, a strand of pearls, or maybe some elegant cufflinks?
We have your Something Borrowed at Dean's Jewelry, Coshocton and Mount Vernon, where we believe in happily ever after.
The Genesis Coshocton Medical Center is hiring. The center will open in early 2023, and they are filling many positions now. The jobs include clinical roles such as nurses, therapists, technicians, paramedics, and EMTs. Other jobs are in environmental services, food and nutrition, patient registration, and customer relations. They offer competitive wages and benefits. Check out their open positions now and keep watching as they add more this year. Go to genesishcs.org/careers and type Coshocton in the keyword field.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Celebrate Christmas in July with an extra $1,500 for your trade-in. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. This is Jody Meek with Century 21. I heard that you have some real estate needs. I can sell your home and find a new one for you. Have you heard that Century 21 will make a donation to a charity when the transaction closes? Chris, the client decides where the money will be donated. Let's get started. I look forward to making your real estate dreams come true.
To make your real estate dreams come true, call Jody Meek with Century 21 at 740-502-8890.
Cloudy today with isolated showers this morning, then a partly cloudy this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s, chance of rain 20%. For tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms, isolated showers in the evening, then scattered showers after midnight, humid with lows in the mid-60s. Chance of rain is 50%. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, scattered showers, highs around 80, chance of rain is 50%. Currently it is 75 degrees in Coshocton. Open phone lines for a few more minutes. We're starting to run out of time. So if you've been thinking about calling, doesn't matter whether we've talked about it or not. If there's anything that our callers have mentioned or that I've mentioned that piqued your interest, give me a call. If you want to talk about something completely different, I'd like to hear from you. Your stamp collection. I've had my stamp collection out again the last few days, so there'll be a new James Webb Telescope Forever stamp being released here in a few days, officially coming out in September for everyone. Pre-orders, I guess, begin August the 8th. We can talk about that if you would like. And the great thing about the Forever stamps, as long as we have first-class postage, is that if you buy a stamp for 60 cents now and the cost of postage goes up sometime in the near future, and it will, and it goes up to 65 cents, you can still use those stamps that you paid 60 cents for. So inflation-proof as long as we have a postal service that uses postage stamps. So despite a lot of turmoil in the post office over the last 2 years, no indication that the postal service will cease to exist. So your thoughts on that? Your thoughts on collecting stamps? And my stamp collection is a hodgepodge. I was given, this was when my grandpa was still alive, but back when I was, fifth or sixth grade, my grandpa gave me his stamp collection that he collected when he was a kid. And he was born in, I think, 1902. So this was an impressive stamp album. Had stamps from the late 1800s and early 1900s up to, well, the date in the book was 1918. So lots of old stamps, nothing that is worth anything, at least nothing that I've discovered that's worth a lot of money, which a lot of people want to know about their stamp collections or their card collections or any collections. But as far as the hobby goes, a lot of interesting stamps from countries that no longer exist, or from countries that were part of colonial Europe. There was France and Spain and Portugal and England, Great Britain. It had a lot of colonies that no longer exist by that name. So you learn a lot about history. And with the advent of technology, for me, has added a new dimension to stamp collecting, because I can take these old stamps that are about, the big ones are about a half inch by an inch, put them on the scanner, scan them at high resolution, and get a good close look at the details and the subject matter on the stamps, and then look it up on the internet. Each of those stamps, a little history lesson in and of itself. So I got Grandpa's collection, and I've got quite a few that I amassed myself when I was a kid. My dad and I bonded over stamp collecting. So I have a lot of U.S. stamps, some used, some unused, a lot of international stamps as well. Remember the big bag of worldwide stamps? Came in an orange bag. It was a dollar. And they were typically common stamps from all over the world that were still attached to the paper of the envelope that were cut out. And they were just a dollar a bag. And I got, I don't know, three or four of those bags. I just loved them. Learned that the España was the name for Spain, learned what the country names on these stamps, what countries that they corresponded to in their own languages. So stamp collecting is still a fascinating hobby that I have renewed in just the last couple of years. And why am I telling you all this? Well, because we don't have any phone calls. So if you want to talk about your stamp collection, I don't have anything much of value. Same holds true of my baseball card collection. I might have few that are in the, you know, $10, $20, $30 that I could sell on eBay, but most of them are commons. But furthermore, most of the ones I had as a kid, they aren't in great shape because they were flipped and handled and loved and read and have a lot of wear and tear. It's the ones that are in pristine condition that you hear stories about people paying millions of dollars for. So one more call before 11 o'clock? How about you? 740-622-1560.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
At MVHC, their team of providers make healthcare easy by offering adult, women's, pediatric, podiatry, dental, addiction, and behavioral health services all under one roof in Coshocton. MVHC accepts everyone regardless of insurance, residency, or the ability to pay. To experience the MVHC difference, call or text them today at 740-891-9000.
The Coshocton Friends of the Library annual book sale will be held Thursday, August 4th and Friday, August 5th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, August 6th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Coshocton Public Library. In addition to great bargains on thousands of books, movies, and magazines, a silent auction will be held for books of higher value. The silent auction items are on display at the library now, and bids are being accepted. For more information, please call 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
There was a tree in the middle of a yard. The prettiest tree that you ever did see. And the ALB goes around, all around. And the ALB goes around, and on that tree there were some holes. The ugliest holes that you ever did see. And the holes on the tree and the trees in the ground. And the ALB goes around, all around. And the ALB goes around. And in that hole there was some frass, sawdusty frass that you ever did see. And the frass in the holes and the holes on the tree and the trees in the ground. And the ALB goes around, all around. And the ALB goes around.
Now there's no more tree in the middle of that yard. It's the deadest tree that you ever did see. Because the beetle killed the tree and the tree hit the ground. And the ALB still goes all around. And the ALB goes around.
Spot the signs and stop the Asian longhorned beetle. Learn all the signs at AsianLonghornedBeetle.com.
The happiest public service announcement ever, in my own humble opinion, stopping the Asian longhorn beetle. And a lot of the public service announcements, some of them are downers. Have you ever thought about your chances of getting this disease, a deadly disease? See your doctor. It's kind of a buzzkill. But ALB, despite the fact that they are an invasive pest, always gives me a little pickup. Okay, it's 5 minutes until the top of the hour. And, well, we'll wrap things up today with this date in history. On July the 28th, 1945, the U.S. Senate ratified the United Nations Charter by a vote of 89-2. A U.S. Army bomber crashed into the 79th floor of New York's Empire State Building, killing 14 people, and although it was a deadly crash and there was extensive damage, the overall integrity of the Empire State Building was not compromised. It still stands today. On this date in 1609, the English ship Sea Venture, commanded by Admiral Sir George Somers, ran ashore on Bermuda, where the passengers and crew founded a colony. Bermuda on the short list of possible cruises. Number one, I've never been there. And number two, there are short, relatively inexpensive cruises to Bermuda from New York City, from Baltimore, from places that you can drive to. So that's a possibility. Moving on here, in 1914, World War I began as Austria-Hungary declared war on Serbia. In 1932, federal troops forcibly dispersed the so-called Bonus Army of World War I veterans who had gathered in Washington to demand payments they weren't scheduled to receive until 1945. In 1943, President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced the end of coffee rationing, which had limited people to 1 pound of coffee every 5 weeks since it began in November 1942. In 1965, President Lyndon B. Johnson announced he was increasing the number of American troops in South Vietnam from 75,000 to 125,000 almost immediately. That was in 1965. In 1976, an earthquake devastated northern China, killing at least 242,000 people, according to an official estimate. In 1984, the Los Angeles Summer Olympics opened, In 1995, a jury in Union, South Carolina, rejected the death penalty for Susan Smith, sentencing her to life in prison for drowning her two young sons. Smith will be eligible for parole in 2024. In 2015, it was announced that Jonathan Pollard, the former U.S. Naval Intelligence Analyst who had spent nearly three decades in prison for spying for Israel, had been granted parole. In 2016, Hillary Clinton accepted the Democratic presidential nomination at the party's convention in Philadelphia, where she cast herself as a unifier for divided times, as well as an experienced leader steeled for a volatile world, while aggressively challenging Republican Donald Trump's ability to lead. In 2019, a gunman opened fire at a popular garlic festival in Gilroy, California, killing three people, including a six-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl, and wounding 17 others before taking his own life. And today's birthdays. Former Senator and NBA Hall of Famer Bill Bradley turned 79. Garfield creator Jim Davis turned 77. And singer Jonathan Edwards of Sunshine fame turns 76 years old today. That will wrap up today's Communication Alliance program. Thanks for calling. Thank you for listening. And we'll do it again tomorrow and maybe talk some local history or travel or sports and lighten up on Friday to guide us into the weekend. Right now, let's check our weather forecast. Showers this morning, then partly cloudy this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain, 20%. Partly cloudy this evening, then becoming mostly cloudy overnight. Isolated thunderstorms, isolated showers in the evening, and scattered showers after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow morning, then becoming partly sunny, scattered showers, highs around 80. Currently it is 75 in Coshocton. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 11 o'clock. Here is the national and international news now from the Associated Press.
Listen to the WTNS Communication Lines Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. on WTNS FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.